Coming in on a short. Going along.
Oh, feeding.
Oh, he's eating.
All right, lock him, let him eat.
Got him.
No.
Big blue and blue marlin.
You never caught a blue.
Never have.
Take the quick
run. I always give them away.
Where's the,
You're going to have to clear all the blood.
I'm next here. If you want this. You want this?
Yeah, I will
be.
Okay, he's flipping it.
Hi everybody, and welcome to another Ladder Line podcast. We're out here in the pocket off of North Andros. Just released two blue marlin, and I'm here with Dr. Don Hammond from the Dolphin Tagging Program out of South Carolina. And we were sitting here in the cockpit chatting, and Dr. Don has studied the whole topic of do fish shrink when they're put on ice. So I thought we'd do a little short podcast on that since Don's done some studies on that. How are you, Don?
Doing fine, Brandon. We've had a fantastic day, good fellowship, great fishing, and any day you catch two blue marlin, that's a beautiful day on the ocean.
I mean, that's your and my first blue marlin, soup to nuts right there, right?
That is correct. As many blue marlin as I've helped bring to the boat, I've never been on the rod on one of them. I've always given the rod away to other people.
Well, I think you and I are going swimming on the way in, so they say, right?
Oh, I have a definite belief that you and I are going to get wet this evening, and not of our own choice.
I think you're right. Well, could you tell our listeners a little bit about, I was fascinated about the studies you've done, because there's always a lot of debate by anglers about if you put fish on ice, they shrink in length and weight and all this stuff. So maybe you could tell everybody a little bit about what you've studied and what you found.
The issue of fish shrinking really came to the forefront when the first minimum sizes were placed on blue marlin, and that fishermen were swearing that they measured the fish when it was caught, it was legal size then, and it was 3 inches too short when it came to the dock. And so there was a lot of concern. Nobody really had investigated that before. And with a $10,000 fine as a possible penalty for it, it was a lot of incentive and concern to get a study done. And so I was fortunate enough to get some funding to go to the Hawaiian International Open, where they kill large numbers of blue marlin at one time, because I needed a lot of specimens. And I rode one of the top charter boats there, and we caught three. And I was able to lay them on the deck and physically measure them just as soon as they died. And then we tagged them so we could identify each fish. And we moved them to the ice house. As soon as they were weighed, they were moved to the ice house, laid down. And I proceeded to measure them every 5 hours during a 48-hour period. And during that time, what I observed was that they do not shrink. They are, well, you will change their length by how you position them, how you are, and how you put the tape measure on them, but they do not shrink. Not only that, but what I also showed was the difficulty of having replicated measurements, even by scientists. I'd have three different scientists measure the same fish laying in the same position, and they would come up with a half inch, three quarter inch variation in the fish's length at that time. And so there's a lot of issues here, but the bottom line is that when they're put on ice, they do not shrink.
And so that's with the length, and you were talking about a little bit about the same thing with weight, because I know in the Chesapeake there's a lot of guys with stripers, they always say, oh, we put it on ice, it shrinks, or this, that, and the other. But that's not, you found that that's not true with weight either.
Well, they do lose weight, but there's not because of dehydration, other than from the point of the mucus on the outside of their body drying out. Okay, but where you do lose weight, if the fish is gapped, if it throws up its stomach contents, all of that is weight. We took a blue marlin and laid it out intentionally, left it off of ice. We weighed it very carefully. We had a catch tray under it where we caught all the fluids that drained off of it. We had one fish that was covered and then on a catch pan, with a catch pan, and we weighed the fluids that came out. And the blood and the stomach fluids that came out of the fish fairly closely replicated any loss in the weight of that fish over a 72-hour period. Okay, and then with the fish that was left uncovered, there was a lot of evaporation out of the pan, and so it didn't replicate as closely.
Right.
But I feel that because of the one that kept the evaporation to a minimum, that it clearly showed that the weight loss does not come from the fish drying out, so per se, other than that outside the mucus. And this is on this again was dealing with blue marlin, which is a heavy scale, thick skin fish. And I think that it would apply to fish that have heavy scales, covered in heavy scales, such as striped bass, as opposed to a thin skin fish like a wahoo or a king mackerel. I think that there is potential for dehydration on a thin skin fish because it would start to dry some of the tissue just under the skin.
Hmm.
Now here's the secret to all fishermen. If they in a tournament and you want to win, keep your fish in an ice water slurry. Fish live in a saline environment. Okay, fresh water is a premium, and they will in fact absorb some of that fresh water rather than lose. So it really pays to ice your fish properly. Don't put just block ice in there, put them into the crushed ice. With if there's a little bit of water standing in there, more the better.
More the better. Well, Don, thanks for straightening it out. Hopefully anglers will have a good idea that you can't fib too much about length and weight when they come in. This is Brandon reporting from Chub Cay.